two of the men who explored the land, Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, tore their clothes and said to all the people of Israel, "The land we traveled and explored is wonderful. If the Lord is pleased with us, He will take us safely to this land and He will give it to us. It's a fertile land where milk and honey flow. Do not rebel against the Lord and do not fear the people of that land. For us, they are like defenseless prey. They have no protection, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them." In the moments of crisis, of problems, of adversity, circumstances, few are actually those who manage to see opportunities. In order to see opportunities in times of crisis, it's important to have some simple things, but clearly, and it's first, on whom our faith is placed, on whom we depend. Who is the one who sustains us? If it's God, we can understand that each circumstance is an opportunity to see the hand of God act. Act powerfully. Perhaps you will say, "Pastor, but sometimes there are complicated things that seem impossible." I would answer, "Of course, yes, in human eyes. Or when trying to do it with your own strength. Of course, it will be impossible. They will be impossible to achieve. But this is why it's important to whom we have our trust and to whom we depend on. If we depend on ourselves, we will be limited. If we have depended all the time on how we want to do it and have tried to have control in life and all the things, we are going to be limited. But if we depend on the owner of life, if we really believe and depend on God, then we will do what He wants us to do. And the Lord will do the impossible." Thinking about what we cannot achieve and to fix our gaze and to concentrate our mind on the complicated circumstances is to develop bad mental habit. Today, it's time of coronavirus. Today's times of scarcity. Today's times of crisis. Many are worried, but not worried about work, but because there is no job. Worried because perhaps the announcement will be heard in the company of the people who are going to be fired, or perhaps because they have already been fired. Today, many are suffering from anxiety, angry, frustration, and are scared because they have been left without a job and without an economic dependency. And obviously, there are things to pay. There are responsibilities to face. And the fear begins to take over, the anxiety, the anguish of not knowing how they will face tomorrow. This is something normal in the world. And it's a story that repeats itself over and over. Sadly, the reaction by falling into the game of the evil one, that reaction that we take in the face of adversities of life by falling. My beloved friend, by falling into this game of the world is not the wise and correct reaction that we should take. We take reactions like falling into anguish, sadness, depression, pain, anxiety, and emotional crisis because we think that what was taken from us was the most important thing. And on that, we depended. When you trust in the Lord, when you depend on God, you begin to realize that things in this world come and go. That this world, nothing is fixed. Everything is temporary. But the Bible says that those who trust the Lord remain forever. And you know why they remain forever? Because He will be in charge of supplying all the things we need. And the way to supply all the things we need is in the midst of the crisis to be able to experience that true peace that only He gives, that inner peace that leads us to the moment of patience, to know how to observe and to see the door that was always there, but we could never see it in our own strength. A door that He has established there as the way out of all situations, my beloved friends. All situations that are before our eyes have a beginning and they have an end. We can never have the power to change what is around us. I wish we could choose what we want to live and what is not true, but every day we get up and we do not know what we are going to face in the day. But when we trust God, when God governs our life, when our faith is in Him, we walk, we move forward, and we know that even the bad news announces good news. Let me explain it a little more, because perhaps now you are in a complicated situation or problem. And how will you get out of it? And believe me, that for now, you will not find a way out. The only thing that you will bring is anguish and embarrassment to your soul. This is repeated over and over again. And that's why I'm talking about this story. In Numbers chapter 14, when the people of Israel are in the desert of Moses, sent spies to see the land that God had promised them would be there. There was already a promise that they had believed. But when it was their turn to see, the result was something else. They demonstrated what was always kept in their minds and hearts. It's what happens to us in difficult times. We are tested to really know if we believe or not. How easy it's to believe when you have money in your pocket. How easy it's to say, "Daddy, I love you," or "God, I love you." When everything is fine and when you know that at the end of the month you are going to have something there, because when everything has been taken from us, we are tested and we are told to trust. We find it difficult to trust, but that's where the true test of faith comes from. The people of Israel had left Egypt, but they still had consequences in their minds and hearts of being slaves and dependent on people who mistreated them. Slavery, it's easy, my beloved friend, because slavery nullifies all responsibility in you for decisions you make, because the decisions you make must be based on or subject to the one to whom you are a slave. But when you are free, you have the option to choose, but also to be responsible for the decisions you make. And they say, and they saw the land. They realized the fruits that were there, the riches that were in that land that God had promised them. But when they began to see those giants in that place, they began to fear. The giants perhaps reminded them of the times of slavery in Egypt. Those giants reminded them of their sudden fear of perishing, dying, and repeating the history of Egypt, of being slaves. And the first thing that came to their mind was, "God brought us here to end us. Or we stayed and finished living life in the desert, or we risked entering and we'll end up dead." That's what they were thinking. But not all. There were 12 spies. 10 thought so, 10 had not yet understood the promise and had not true trust in God. We can have many people who speak beautifully of God. We can have many people who fill the temples, but only a few at the moment of trial remain firm, trusting in the promise. And now I want to ask you, you are from which group of those 10 who still doubt in their minds and hearts the promises of God, and who this season is a good season? I say this is an excellent season, but some may say, "But Pastor, look at what is happening around you. Perhaps you are blind." You do not observe. Of course I do. The world is mirrored in sadness and pain, but the children of God strengthen ourselves day by day. In the one who owns life, the owner of all things, then we can leave that position that we have in the Lord or run to where the world is going. And we eat our nails and we begin to focus on the problem and everything is over, or we can cry out to God to show us the best season. And our eyes will be open before those doors, before the crisis already established for those who believe, who love Him, and who are willing to go further. Where others have dared to go, God had opened a big door for Israel. They were seeing what He was going to deliver to them, what was their inheritance, what they were going to possess. They just had to believe. But when they came back, 10 people brought bad news to the people of Israel, leading a whole group of people and families to sadness and pain and worry in the desert. And when they expressed their bad news, when in fact they were good, they had two men, Joshua and Caleb, who spoke to the people and said to them, "We trust in God. Well, we saw the good and we know that God is going to deliver it to us." The names of those were forgotten. 40 more years around in the desert for their lack of faith and unbelief. 40 years going around in the desert when they could have been 40 years enjoying the land that flows with milk and honey. God has opportunities. But what we focus our minds and hearts on, whether we really believe it or not, is up to us to make the decision. Talking to my wife these days, I said to her, "This is the best season, because while many refuse to walk and feel that they have lost everything, those who trust begin to see those spaces where which others did not see because they were mired in sadness and pain. This is the time to reinvent yourself. This is the time to see that if there is an opportunity to believe in the Word, and to believe in the Lord, while there is life, there is hope. There are opportunities. You depend on heaven. You depend on the Lord. And He opens doors. He is an expert in opening roads where they are not seen. He is an expert in opening the sea to show you that there has always been a way there. And that the different difficulties of life cannot separate you from His love. The different difficulties of life will not be able to change what He promised for you. But you can change it if you believe it or do not believe it. If you walk confidently or you do not walk confidently. Therefore, today I encourage you to get up. And may your prayer no longer be a complaint. And because I know, Lord, while trying to do good, I pass this. Stop complaining, please, and start to pray and tell Him, "Lord, show me what I cannot see. In the midst of anguish and in the middle of worries, fill me with your peace, and through your peace, take me to observe what was always there." This is the moment to reinvent yourself. This is the moment to renew in God our thoughts, to see from the perspective that He sees, to be able to be as Joshua and Caleb at this time. While others are complaining, you are seeing the abundance that God has prepared. So my beloved friend, if you were fired from your company, stop praying and ask Him, "Lord, teach me and give me the strategy that you have put in my hand to take advantage of this time." Because if we miss this opportunity, thinking, staying, and crying, you will have to wait 40 more years, maybe another season, and we will not have learned from history. Father, today I thank you for your word. Today I thank you because those that are listening to your word, Lord, you speak to us every day. You are teaching us, Lord, that there is hope. Unfortunately, We are anchored in a single situation. We anchor ourselves in a single problem. And we stop observing the sky and realize that you were the creator of all things. And that in you, there are opportunities. You always have the last word. And perhaps this is the moment, Lord, to be able to observe now that powerful hand of yours acted in the midst of this situation. Help us to understand it. That today, Father, we can release the layer of unbelief, Lord. That today we can take off that pain and that anchor, Father, to stay there in what happened and to think we did not deserve it and understand that it was just an excuse that you allowed in our life to wake up and to lead us towards your eternal purpose to carry us to what really is important and what we need, Lord. Help us to really see. In the name of Jesus, amen. This is a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He invites you to follow him on social networks. Join him every day on Instagram. You can find him as Pastor Elias HC. And to subscribe to our devotional YouTube channel, Just in Time. Blessings.